just this year, just this past year, we've provided curriculum to over 40 schools.
Oh, wow.
And if you think about that, if there's 10 kids in each class, you know, that's 400 students that are learning Daktronics products.
Hello, and welcome to the Daktronics Experience Podcast. I'm Justin Oxner here with Matt Anderson. Today, we're joined by Angie Wilson, Professional Services Manager at Daktronics, and Kyle Saito, High School Market Manager at Daktronics, to talk about the video board curriculum for high schools, the packages that are available, and much more. And we're here today with Angie and Kyle. Angie, how are you doing?
I'm great, thank you.
And Kyle, how are you doing out there?
I'm good as well.
And of course, we've got Matt with us today. Matt, how are you doing?
I'm doing good, Justin. Thank you.
All right. So you guys are here to talk about the new curriculum package that Daktronics is offering to high school customers. Can you tell us a little bit of an overview about that?
Yeah, sure. You know, we've been offering this curriculum here for, half a year or something like that, but it's still pretty new to us. And we, it's kind of been a long time coming and seeing what our customers need and what the market needs from a curriculum standpoint. And the cool part about it is, you know, Daktronics high school customers have the unique ability to teach their kids on the same level or on the same products they're going to see in college or even in career someday because of Daktronics' unique market share at the college and professional market. You know, understanding what show control is and what it can do is pretty powerful for a high school senior to be graduating with that knowledge. So in the past, there's been a lot of schools that recognize that value and buy Daktronics because of the education value they're providing their students. But, you know, what we were seeing is that every school might teach them or every student graduating might have a different level of knowledge. And we wanted to help schools kind of equal out that level of knowledge and give them the best information and the right information to go in and score that big job in college or post-college. So we developed this curriculum that teaches kids the right way to use products, the right terminology, the workflow, and everything that colleges would expect to make it so when a student walks in a college door, an athletics door, when they say that they have the experience on a Daktronics system, that college can trust them and everybody knows that student is ready to hit the ground and work hard and do it right. So we've developed these curriculums to better our students, better the students as they graduate high school and set them up for college.
Nice. So we're talking about using a curriculum for this. Can you just, like, what is the curriculum exactly? What does it look like?
Yeah, good point. When high schools buy these video displays, a lot of times they'll want to either build them into a current class that they already have or generate or build a brand new class around it. And a lot of times they're looking to us or they looked to us to say, hey, what kind of stuff should we teach them? What should we have in the class? And so our curriculum really focuses on correct terminology. We provide some vocabulary things with definitions of what the product is. You know, we also provide ideas of how to grade students or how to test students' knowledge. One example of that is to take them into the control room and have them explain to you the signal flow of where a piece of content comes from and what systems or what devices does it go through to get out to the actual video display where a fan can see it. So understanding that workflow is important if you might be working on a system or designing something or whatever. So understanding that is key. And that curriculum that we're providing just gives these teachers a baseline to start from to say, okay, here's the system I'm working with. Here's the terminology we use, and here's some ideas that I can bring into my class for the school year.
That's awesome. Because go ahead, Angie.
No, I was just going to jump in and say, you know, it's exactly what a teacher would expect to see when they receive a curriculum. So, you know, schools and teachers are familiar with purchasing curriculum packages for all the other areas that they educate students. And this was built to match, you know, what they would get and what they could expect from purchasing a curriculum, everything from lesson plans to quizzes and assessments, all provided in this document.
I was going to say, that's awesome, because if you're thinking of a school that has never had a video board before, and maybe they don't have any teachers that are experts in this area, being able to provide them with something has got to ease that kind of like uncertainty and sketchiness about going that way.
Yeah. And, you know, Matt, speaking of experts in the area, there's two groups of people that were really involved in creating the curriculum. One is the people with the knowledge of the product, which is a lot of the people that Angie works with, our trainers, our event producers, the people that understand a Dectronics system inside and out. There's that group. And then the other group was a group of teachers. We built a committee of teachers to come together and review things and review the curriculum, understanding the assignments to make it look like Angie said, what they expect from a curriculum. So we have the experts on the product and the experts on the teaching side coming together to put this thing out.
Nice. So is it just one size fits all, or are there different levels of the curriculum packages that people can purchase based on what kind of display they have?
There's three different levels of packages. A lot of it pertains to what equipment you're purchasing, how detailed your control room is, I guess. There's a basic and intermediate and an advanced curriculum. The basic really talks about our player and processor, the ins and outs of that. The intermediate dives more into instant replay, camera switching, that sort of stuff. And then the advanced takes it to the next level in terms of data and stats and understanding how to show certain stats, how to build that into your content. And Angie, you're probably more familiar with the advanced level of capabilities of that curriculum than I am, but I think I covered it from the high level there.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. You know, you mentioned the basic, and we're just talking about really mastering the basics of operation when it comes to your Dectronics control system. The intermediate is exactly what you said. You know, it's going to include live video, and really help customers build that full production. And then the advanced is for those customers who do have, you know, all the aspects of a full production system, to be able to really immerse their audience in that full game day experience. It's taking all that knowledge from that intermediate level and adding even more detailed graphics, real-time data into live game stats. It's also including some After Effects and Photoshop templates, to really help the students gain those valuable graphic design skills. And so it's really kind of taking it to that next level.
So then have you had any examples, maybe I'm thinking of, where if like people would move up from basic, intermediate, or advanced? Do we have customers that maybe started out with, you know, a message center type application, learned some, and then they got a different, you know, display from basketball to football, and all of a sudden they jump to intermediate at all? Or how do you kind of cover like multiple sports, I guess, with different equipment?
We really haven't had any do that quite yet. I think it's new enough to where we haven't had any make the jump there. Okay. But the intermediate and the advanced are probably the two most used curriculums that we have today. And I think that's because most schools strive to create content, to add a camera at some point, and to do the stuff that you see in that intermediate level. So I think I would say that we haven't seen any make the jump from basic to intermediate or advanced quite yet, because it's not old enough. But at the same time, most schools do jump straight to intermediate to start off, or advanced and just make the purchase today for their future.
I don't know if this is a weird question or not, but so even in like each one of these, there's still like a way to ease into each one of them, right? So even if you went straight to advanced, you're still going to start out with the curriculum of like slowly building up to help explain any teachers or anyone else that may be, you know, not as involved or as familiar with it.
Or on that, is it like the advanced package includes stuff that's in the intermediate and basic package? Is that how that works?
Yeah, for sure. From a knowledge perspective, in that advanced package, you're going to have everything, all the knowledge, all the lessons that pertain to the equipment that you have in that intermediate package, but then also some additional exercises and things to build on.
Okay, so looking at the college market, we provide many schools with our event production services. Like we recruit and hire and train those people for on-site event production and support. Is there anything that kind of leads into that from this curriculum? We said that it helps them at the next level because they have some base of knowledge, or they select Dectronics because of that. Is that common when we go into our event production side? Do we see a lot of students coming from high schools to colleges that have that knowledge?
That's the goal, is to get there. We do see some schools right now leaning on Dectronix to utilize some of the high schools we have in the area. I'm based out of Madison, Wisconsin, and there's a college here in the state that I worked with a number of years ago that bought a Dectronix video board, and they have a part-time person that runs their video board throughout their football season. And they reached out to me and asked me if I knew of any high school kids that were coming to their school that has a history of Dectronix video board operations. So there are schools that already do look for it. But that being said, you know, just this past year, we've provided curriculum to over 40 schools.
Oh, wow.
And by doing that, if you think about that, if there's 10 kids in each class that this curriculum is being built into, you know, that's 400 students that Wow. are learning Dectronix products, are learning Dectronix workflow, are learning how to be a control room operator of a Dectronix video display. So there's, you know, in that number, they're going to use this curriculum again next year and the next year and the next year. And we're going to add more schools every year. So if you think of that, we are really developing a huge group of Dectronix operators for colleges to tap into. So I think up to this point, it's been kind of a wild, wild west on where to go to find your next producer at for a college. Mm-hmm. But I think as we move to include this curriculum in more projects and more schools adopt it, I think that will become easier for colleges to do, is to find valuable personnel.
Right. And we were probably thinking too long term on that, whereas it's not going to happen overnight. It's just introduced this year. It might take a year of curriculum before they learn that and then move to the next step. So it does take a little time after learning the curriculum or being at the high school for maybe a year or two before they graduate and then going on to that.
Yeah, I think you're correct there. And the cool part about it is there's a lot of high school kids that show interest, and there's a lot of groups being started at the high school level. There's a lot of students that you typically wouldn't see get excited about a football game are now excited to show what they can do on a Friday night as well. So it's really cool to see the reaction to the schools and to see the reaction of the students and to see more kids getting involved in extracurricular activities because of the video production that they can provide, and because their stuff gets displayed on a Friday night, just like a quarterback or a point guard or any other athlete that's showing their skills.
Right.
Yeah, that's cool. And I'm thinking, you know, Angie, maybe even from your perspective, right, if you think about if students come in from high school with a more well-rounded, I would say, knowledge of how all of this goes, right? Because I know we've talked with event producers in the past, and mm-hmm. sometimes in college, you may have someone that says they're interested. And then when you have a control room that's made up of students, maybe one is just doing instant replay, one maybe even just grip for the camera for a while. But when they come in and having all this different experience on the high school level, I got to imagine that translates over and helps them out in college a lot more than it would before.
Yeah, I mean, I think it automatically makes them a more desirable candidate at a lot of these colleges for sure. They have skills and experience, you know, and that onboarding time for sure is going to be much shorter than, you know, just pulling any student in and trying to start them out at ground zero. So I think all of our college customers, will really appreciate that. The other thing is, you know, if you think about it, a lot of our professional customers, you know, look for freelancers or, you know, employees that they can bring in on game day to operate. And so that even puts these kids in a position to be able to do work like that as well. So, you know, they're learning a lot of really valuable skills.
One of those ways to tie into it, because it was a question I was about to ask, was like if a high school student is interested in two or three colleges, you know, do they ever look at which ones have Dectronix control systems? And like when I'm deciding to go to that school, is there a way to like talk to someone about it or whatever? But
like we would love to be able to have students, you know, pick a school because, you know, they have this experience and the college that, you know, they're choosing has our equipment as well. But really our goal is to just connect students that are coming out of high schools with these skills to colleges that can utilize them. And so we're trying to be an advocate for those students, and also in turn help all of our colleges that are utilizing our equipment and have productions that need a staff.
That's really cool, because it's like even helping the student that's thinking about this and has done this and is interested in it could future their interest in it as they go to college at the next level, and even make it, possibly even make it a career. Matt laughed at me a little bit right there. And my thought is, if they had this curriculum when I was in high school, I'd have probably jumped at the chance to learn something like this, right?
Yeah, and it's beyond that too, because I know we immediately think that it's building a career for this person, but it might even be as simple as this person wants to go to school to become a nurse. But they had this extracurricular experience in high school, so they have these skills, and it can get them a job at the college level. So it's not just for people who are looking for careers in the industry, but also for students who, you know, are looking for a job when they're in college to help them through. So
that's a great point.
It can help on a lot of different levels.
I think a good way to look at it is a lot like a student athlete. I mean, the kids that are taking part in extracurricular things, but it's something that teaches them time management, provides them an opportunity to be a part of a team, and gives them a pretty cool experience. And there's kids that want to take it to the next level of college, whether it's going to be their career or not.
Yeah. I mean, you think about the number of students that a lot of these colleges that have displays at multiple different venues are hiring on a yearly basis. You're talking 60, 70, 80, 90, maybe sometimes even 100 students, just so that they can cover all of the events that they have throughout the year at all their different venues. And so, you know, not all of those students are going to decide that they want to stay in this industry, but, you know, it's a great job to have.
That's funny. You mentioned like a student athlete though, Kyle, and that's kind of what I was thinking about in my head. It wasn't as dramatic as, you know, they're going to pick this school because they have a control system, like a decision day, and they pick up the hat, right, and pick what school they're going to. But it's something to say though, too, to your point, Angie, is when they come into a college and they may want to go down this path, there is a event production crew already there. So like, either if they had seniors, I mean, there's a fair amount of turnover, right? Because you have seniors that graduate and they move on. So you may have openings up in the control room. But, I mean, they're coming in and there may be already a seasoned staff there. So in order for them to really have a shot, I would say it's not playing time. I just keep thinking of like the student athlete type thing. But, you know, you're not going to start. You're not going to be a starting quarterback this year. But after a couple of years in the room, then maybe you'll move up to, you know, the facial control operator by the time you're a junior or something, but
you got a red shirt 1 year.
You know,
well, that's definitely how they treat it in a lot of college rooms. They are college production facilities. They definitely have students kind of work their way up through the equipment.
And a cool thing about that is, you know, like Angie, like you just said, there's a lot of schools that do have their students work their way up. I've heard stories all over the country from, a couple, you know, there's two kids in Iowa. I can't remember what high school they're at, but when they went to college, they jumped straight into what they called an upperclassman position because of their knowledge of working on a Daktronics system. And there's stories like that all over of these kids at high school that if you think about it, if you get involved and you take this class as a freshman in high school and you learn the ins and outs of a Daktronics system, you could go to a college as a freshman with 4 years of experience on a Daktronics system. That's pretty good. I mean, when you graduate college, then you could have 8 years of experience. You could almost celebrate a decade of show control operation.
Oh yeah.
And that's a funny part about it. Cause I've talked to like sophomores and freshmen sometimes for like our internship thing about saying, hey, think about building your resume, you know, and what experiences you're getting, what it looks like. But even if they have experience in high school coming in, even though you're a freshman, you're interviewing for a job. And when they're looking at you and interviewing you, if you have something on there that says, I've been a Daktronics control operator for the past 2 years, you're talking about like this, the very important things for when you graduate already being implied when they're a freshman.
Yeah. And not even more than just the experience, they've taken a curriculum that taught them how to do that. So they're well-versed in it beyond just the job that they've been doing for a couple of years.
So with this curriculum, we talk about how we're helping out. It's relatively new, but I got to imagine there's a way, or maybe not a way, but we're keeping it up to date, right? Because we all know in the event production industry that things are changing all the time. So, I mean, it's not like a, a stale curriculum that never gets updated.
No, we're definitely updating on a regular basis. If you've seen any of the releases or the information that we've released, Daktronics has released on our software updates and the product development that we've done and the velocity that, that those teams have, you'll see that we're obviously releasing a lot of new features on a regular basis. And so we're making sure that that curriculum is constantly updated. And so that at the time of purchase, when that customer gets their display, they're getting the latest and greatest information.
Okay. And if there's a school out there that's, or teachers out there that are interested in this program, how would they hear more about it, or who should they contact?
You can find more information on our website, on the Daktronics website, and you can actually click for more information there. You can also reach out to your local salesperson. I would recommend if there's a teacher out there that has a Daktronics video board, talk to your athletic director and find out from him who your local salesperson is. And we can work together that way to make sure that we get the right curriculum, basic, intermediate, or advanced, based on how you use the display and what your future plans for using your video display are. So that's the way I would start with, is the website and talking to your athletic director, find the contact.
I mean, we talk about when people or schools get a new display, this is something to help them get rolling. But I mean, it's also fair to say, right, if a school's had a display for 3 years and they maybe just kind of been getting by with what they know, this isn't just for brand new customers, right? Like, we could imply this curriculum, no matter how long they've had the displays, to be able to help them out.
Yeah, Matt, it's been kind of interesting. There's some schools that buy a video display and they never have an issue finding someone to run it. There's always a student that jumps on the opportunity. Then there's schools that buy a video display and want students to run it, but it's always kind of been a teacher that runs it, and they struggle to find the students. And I think some of that is because they don't have a formal group or a formal class or a formal club that kind of takes the ball and run. And it's hard for the student to see the opportunity there. So I think if you are a school that maybe would like more student involvement in your production and would like to get some students to take more of a management of your display, looking into this curriculum and looking at what classes you have available, whether it's a graphic design or video productions, even an advertising class, some of them have sports media classes. If you can look at some of those classes and build this curriculum into it, I think you'll have a much better result from students showing interest and wanting to take part in your game day production.
And I like how you said sponsorships too, Kyle, right? Because that's part of this too. There's part of it is making sure just that you know how to operate the equipment. But if you're a school that's looking to use the video display as a revenue generating source, right, there's got to be certain ways you got to know on how to sell the sponsorship ideas as well.
Yeah, that's true. And the other aspect of that is sponsors love sponsoring a video board that is operated by students. These advertisers that are out there really value their advertising dollar and value the creativity that goes behind it. And they really want to support those students that are getting creative and getting behind the cameras and behind the production studio. So it's pretty neat when you talk to a sponsor and they find out that it's all student produced. They get pretty excited about being a part of that.
That is really cool.
Yeah, that's awesome. Is there anything else about the curriculum that we haven't covered that you'd like to share?
You know, I think just the way the curriculum falls into all of our professional services that we offer is pretty unique and pretty cool something that our Daktronics customers that use them, use our professional services, really value. And that's everything from our content that we provide, which is exciting. It's customized to every school, and it provides a lot of templates for these students to use to create their own content. From content to our event production consultation, which will actually have an event producer work with your school to teach you how to maybe make your halftime more exciting or make your pregame more exciting or fill a hole in your production with some sponsor content. They'll help you identify cool and unique things to do at your event by reviewing your script with you. And then bringing in the curriculum and getting students involved. I think all of it together really showcases that these video displays are valuable. And the more you can, there's really a never ending opportunity. There's always room to grow. There's always things to do better. There's always new things to learn. And that's what all of these services include. And we also do these things called video summits, where annually we go around the country and we host a couple day seminar for video for these teachers that are responsible for video displays. And we talk about all of those new releases and new features that Angie mentioned a little while ago. So you might have a curriculum that came with your video display, but we're always releasing new things. And those video summits talk about those new things and let schools share ideas between each other. So we really have in the past, I don't know, Angie, 2, 3, 4 years, maybe 5 years now, really put a focus on this student involvement piece and making sure that our high schools are utilizing video boards to their maximum potential at that time. And I think it's shown and it's been powerful. And I think our customers are producing better shows than they ever have.
Well, thank you guys for coming on and sharing all that information about the curriculum that we have available. And we'll put some links in the show notes here if anybody's interested for more information, and we'll try and share that as much as we can. So thanks for joining us.
Cool. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Dactronics Experience Podcast. Please subscribe at your favorite place to listen to podcasts to keep up with our latest episodes.